committed the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. The Lord said, these ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. He said, you pay your tithes, and that's a good thing. He said, but you leave the other matters of the law undone. Judgment, what was it? Mercy and faith. He said, you ought to be doing these things too. But he used a little word in there, and I want to preach on just because you ought to. Just because you ought to. I started studying that word out yesterday and looking how many times I found it. I found that word ought in the Bible quite a few times. Jesus used it in John when he baptized the disciples' feet. And he said, I've washed your feet. You ought to wash one another. That's what he said. In other words, what he's saying is you ought to humble yourself. Amen? There's some things that we ought to do. Listen, if Jesus says you ought to do something, you reckon you ought to do it? If the Bible tells us you ought to do this, you ought to. You ever had anybody tell you, Brother Warren and Sister Vanessa, they was telling us one day, my wife and I, y'all know we love Red Lobster, and they was saying, well, if you like Red Lobster, you ought to go to Seabreeze. He said, you'd like that better. They're saying you ought to go. I looked that word ought up in the Webster's Dictionary. Let me tell you what ought means. If I can find it again here. Ought means to be held or bound in duty by moral obligation. Amen. To be held or bound in duty by moral obligation. Amen. There are some things as Christians that I think we are bound to do. Yeah. Amen. Amen. There are things that we are bound to do. There are things that we ought to do. What? Let me read that again. I wiped it out, I think. There it is. To be held or bound in duty. That's the word I was looking for, duty. There's some things that is definitely our duty as a Christian. When you get saved, it takes some time and you have to grow. Amen? The Christian life is a process, just like a baby being born. That baby's got to grow. It's got to learn how to feed itself. It's got to learn how to walk. It's got to get potty trained. It has to do all that. We got some in potty training around here now. Some baby Christians, amen? You hadn't learned to take care of yourself, but as you grow, there's some things that you're going to learn that you have a duty, you are duty bound to do a few things. And I want to look at some scriptures tonight where I found this word ought, some things we ought to be doing. And if we're not doing them, we ought to get started. Amen? If we're not doing them already, we ought to get started. Take your Bible and go to the first one. Let's see, 1 John chapter number 4. Right back there before the book of Revelation, 1 John chapter number 4. Just look at some things we ought to be doing tonight. 1 John chapter number 4. Verse number 11. Are y'all there? But if God so loved us, we what? Ought also to love one another. Now, we know that, and that's pretty simple, right? Why don't we do it? If we know that, and it's that simple, why don't we do it? I've often said this, and I still believe it with all my heart. Baptists are some of the meanest people I've ever met. Drunks in a bar get along better than church people do. There's probably 50 churches in this county that were started, not for a burden, that were started because they couldn't get along with the people they went to church with, so they went and started their own deal. That ought not to be. He said, if God loves us, we ought to love one another. Amen. If it's so simple, and we know that Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love your neighbor as yourself. We're supposed to love each other. Amen. And when we're not loving each other, we're not right with God. We're people and we do stupid stuff. We get on one another's nerves. We let one another down. Hey, but listen, I wonder, men, don't raise your hand, but has your wife ever got on your nerve? Shut up. Has she ever? I mean, really? You still love her, don't you? Amen. Sometimes my wife can drive me crazy. And I'm sure there's plenty of times I drive her crazy. But we still love each other. Hey, we go to church with each other. We're going to have differences. We're going to have difficulties. Our kids is going to get in fights, and then we're going to get involved. By the way, when your kids get in a fight, butt out. Them kids will work it out if you'll leave them alone. Amen. It's never bad to mamas get involved. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. We ought to love one another regardless, no matter what. Amen. I don't want to embarrass him, but it's good to see Joe here tonight. He walked in the door and I grabbed him and I started hugging him. I couldn't let go. Man, my heart was doing somersaults on the inside. Because it just made my day. You know why? Because I love him.
Yes, sir.
He said, well, I ain't been to church in so long. What? I don't care. I love him. And I'm sure glad he's here tonight. Stoney come in. I grabbed him, hugged him. You know why? Because I love him. Man, we ought to love each other no matter what. Some of you ought to apologize to one another tonight and say, hey, I'm sorry. I ain't been loving you like I'm supposed to love you. Amen. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, we make it difficult for people to love us. We ought to love one another, but then we ought to work on our hearts and our lives to the point to where, hey, am I hard to love? Some people are hard to love. Some people are hard to get close to. Amen. Some people are just easier to love than other people are. But we ought to make ourselves lovable. Amen. How you do that? Be kind. Yeah. Affectionate. And I mean the right kind of affection. Don't go smooching on somebody else's wife. Amen. We'll knock you in the head. But we ought to be kind to one another. Amen. We ought to be tender.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ought to check our moods at the door when we come to church. Amen. I'm not saying we put on and be phony. But boy, before we ever get out of the car, if we've had a bad day, let's get right with God before we walk in this place. If we'll get right with God, it won't be so tough for us to be right with one another. He said, if God loved you, you ought to love one another. You're duty bound by it. That's what the definition of the word meant. You're duty bound. You have a moral obligation to love each other. Amen. You know what? 21 years of pastoring some of the same people. Man, you know what I found out? I love them more now than I did 21 years ago. Amen. Brother Charles, I mean, boy, he's been here from day one. He's here before I got here. And man, I just love him more and more and more. We had a little meeting last night, me and some of the men, and boy, I was driving home. I was just thinking about about our guys and what a blessing y'all are to me. And I was going home, and I thought, you know, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't know why you'd even give somebody like me. There are many pastors that deserve a Charles Dyer. Not me. I don't. God put him in my life. Man, I love him with all my heart. We ought to love. I wasn't going to stay on that very long, but there's something there. There's something there. Somebody needs to go to somebody tonight and say, hey, I'm sorry. I hadn't been loving you like I ought to love you. Amen. You know, it's hard to be mad at somebody and love them all at the same time, ain't it? Amen. We have differences. We're going to. That don't mean we run off and go somewhere else. That means we work them out. We've got to worship God and we've got to serve God together. We've got people to baptize. We got people that got to get saved. I mean, boy, we got a job to do. We shouldn't let our petty differences get in the way of that. Amen. We ought to love each other in spite of each other. Amen. We ought to love one another is the ought of love. Luke chapter number 18. Luke chapter number 18. I'm going to give you seven of these if you got time. I'm going to give you seven of them whether you got time or not. I ain't been here in a month of Wednesday night, so what did I say? Luke 18? Look at Luke 18. Verse number 1. The Bible said he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men, what's the word?
Ought.
What's the next word?
Always
to what?
Pray
and not to faint. He said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Did you know if we'll pray like we ought to pray, We'll love each other like we ought to love each other. Amen. Men ought always to pray. I wonder collectively today in this room, I don't know how many people's in here tonight, a couple hundred. I wonder collectively if we got everybody together and pooled and said, how long did you pray today? How long did you pray? I wonder if among this whole crowd we even prayed an hour today.
Amen.
If we put all our prayer time together, would it even equal an hour? Remember, I asked you a question one time when I was preaching. I said, how long does it take you to pray 1 hour?
Amen.
How long does it take you to pray 1 hour?
Amen.
A week? A month?
Amen.
I'd be willing to bet the average Christian don't pray an hour a week. Have you ever tried to pray an hour? I got to get really hooked up in the third heaven to pray an hour.
Amen.
And I've been saved 30 years. How long does it take you to pray 1 hour? A week, a month, a year? Men ought always, we ought to love one another, and we ought always to pray and not to faint. That faint means don't quit. Don't quit. Sister Janice used to sing a song that said, I believe it was a Roland song. I think Kyler Roland wrote it. When you don't feel like praying, pray.
Yeah.
I believe that was Kyler Roland, wasn't it, Janice? When you don't feel like praying, pray.
Amen.
When you don't feel like praying, pray.
Amen.
What if you pray? What if you only prayed when you felt like praying?
Amen.
Are y'all listening to me? I ended by myself. What if you only prayed when you felt like praying?
Amen.
Never pray. Probably never pray. I pray every day because I'm supposed to.
Amen.
I pray. It's my duty to pray. Amen. And you know what I found out? The more faithful you are to prayer, the more you enjoy it. You know what it is? It's your relationship with the Lord. The more you talk to Him, the closer you are. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, when I'm especially this month, I've been gone so much. When I'm home, I mean, buddy, I've had people call and invite me to go ride horses. I got invited to go to Greystone Power's skeet shooting thing out there. I mean, that would have been really cool. I've been invited to go several places. I just can't do it because I've been away from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sit on that back porch and just talk. Amen. Man, we ought to have a relationship with the Lord like that. Amen. The first chance we get to be alone every day, we ought to say, good morning, Lord.
Yes.
Would you ride to work with me today?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Some of my sweetest times in prayer wasn't in a closet on my knees, it's behind the wheel of my truck.
Yeah.
Any of you men know what I'm talking about? Have the Holy Ghost get in the car with you and ride all the way. I mean, boy, you'll even miss your turn. You forget you in the world, man. God rode to work with you. You get to work, man, your eyes are swelled up, and people say, man, did your wife leave you? No, Jesus rode to work with me. Amen. Hallelujah, man. How long has it been since you had some quality time with Him like that? He said you ought to love one another. He said you ought to pray always. Men ought always to pray.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, you can't pray all the time. Yeah, you can. You can be in a spirit of prayer all the time.
Amen.
Amen. You can be in a spirit of prayer all the time. I have got this thing, and maybe it's wrong, but you do it like you want to do it. I pray in my head all the time.
Amen.
I was walking through church tonight, and Brother Tom stopped me, and he said, Brother Charles called, and there's been a bad wreck on 61, and he's just got through it and going to be a little bit late. And I'm still walking around shaking hands in my mind. I'm saying, Lord, whoever that is, Lord, I pray it's not one of our people, but whoever it is, God, let them be okay. That's just a spirit of prayer. And I may be wrong, but I believe my Father heard that. The Bible said He knows the very thoughts and intentions of our heart. Amen. If it goes through my mind, God hears it. Amen. Now, that's not all my prayer time is, but I'm constantly in a mode of prayer just like that. Brother Don was testifying the other night about me preaching, saying when somebody asks you to pray for them, you ought to do it right then. I always do. I do it every single time. If you stopped me in this sanctuary tonight and said, pray about this or that, I'm going to pray right then. You wouldn't hear me. Because if I tell you I'll pray about something and I walk off, how many of you ever told somebody you'd pray about something and you didn't no more do it than a man in the moon? Man, as soon as you walk away, devil, take that thing out of your head. And you just promised somebody you'd pray for them. I decided I'm either going to start praying right then or quit lying. Yeah. And people say, will you pray about this? No. I'm just being honest, amen. You feel bad if you come ask your preacher, preacher, would you pray I'd find a job? Nope. You'd rather me lie, wouldn't you? Of course I will, amen. Men ought always to pray. We ought to love one another. Acts chapter number 5. Look at verse number 29. There's the ought of love, an ought of prayer. Acts chapter number 5 and verse number 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We ought to obey God rather than men. The Bible said, Samuel was talking to Saul and he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey. One of those famous scriptures for our children is, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Amen. You know what it says? Yeah. Obey your parents. Man, we ought to obey God. Yes, you say, well, God hadn't told me to do nothing. Well, he's give you a whole book on it. Amen. He's give you, hey, he just told you one, you ought to pray. Yeah. He's just told you another one, you ought to love one another. Yeah. He's told you, I believe those oughts, well, you could put them right there beside the Ten Commandments. Yeah. Amen. I don't think they're suggestions. I always thought you ought to do something. I always thought that was a suggestion until I looked that word up today. That word's a lot stronger than a suggestive word. Yeah. It's to be morally bound, a duty bound to do what he said. He said, you're bound to love one another. You're bound to pray. And you're bound to obey. Man, after all he done for us, wouldn't it seem the least we could do is whatever he asked us to do? Man, there are people that have been so good to me in my life. Both my girls, their weddings, my wedding, when me and my wife had our 20th anniversary and renewed our vows, that lady sitting back yonder, and this one sitting right over here, they worked themselves in the ground. Miss Vanessa did all that 3 times for me. Didn't charge me a dime. If she needs something, I do it. My wife said, Miss Vanessa needs us to go. I don't know where she gets that us stuff. Miss Vanessa needs us to go to, where did I go? U.S. Foods, Palmetto, not Palmetto. Fairburn. Needs you to go to Fairburn, Georgia and pick up a truckload of taters. Okay. No question asked. Why? Because she's done so much for me. I don't mind doing something for her. I ain't doing nothing for Warren, but I do a lot for her. I don't care how many lights he hung in the gym. Amen. I could do him wrong every day till we die and never still I wouldn't be even. Amen. No, seriously. When people do a lot for you, you don't mind doing something for them. Amen. You don't mind doing something for them at all. I'd do about anything for that one, too. But when the Lord asked us to do something, we ought to say, you know what? He wants me to do that, I will. Yeah. He wants me to pray. He wants me to love Brother Robbie. I'm going to love Brother Robbie. Amen. He wants me to love Jason Crow. I'm going to love Jason Crow. He wants me to love William Murphy. I'm going to love William Murphy. Why? Because he did so much for me. He loved me so much. At least I can do is love somebody else he loves. Yeah. I ought to love you because I can't get off that. I ought to love you because God loves you. Amen. Let me say that again. I ought to love you because God loves you. Amen. My wife could care less whether my quarter horse lives or dies. Do you know what she does? When I'm out of town, she feeds that horse every day, keeps his water barrel full, shoes the flies off of him. You know why she takes care of that horse? Because I love him. And she knows I love him. And when God loves somebody, we ought to love them just because God does. Amen. God loved Brother Anthony enough to keep him alive. He should have been graveyard dead right out there in that parking lot. It knocked 4 screws loose in his head because he ain't got no sense. God loved him enough to spare him. Man, least I can do is love him too. If God loved him that much, man, he must be something special. Amen. We ought to love each other because God loves us. The ought of love, the ought of prayer, the ought of obedience. Have you been obedient to what God's asked you to do? I mean, there's things that are right down here on paper for every one of us. But then there's those other things that God has asked you to do that ain't on paper. It didn't say in the Bible, Thomas Hogus, thou shalt work in junior church. It didn't say that, but God put that in your heart. God put that in your heart. I remember when you first went out there, you didn't even like them. Thomas used to come to me crying, big old tears running, pray for me, I hate people. Can I work with the kids? I'm like, no. You might eat them, amen. God put that in his heart. Brother Clint and Miss Donna been working a bus route for I don't know how many years. I didn't tell them to do that. God put that in their heart. That's something God asked them to do. Amen. Y'all okay? How many things have God asked us to do and we got started at but quit? The Bible said the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Y'all all right? I like people who stick it out, man. Through the bad, the good, the whole nine yards, brother, they ain't going to quit. Amen. You know one of the worst things you can do? Quit on a kid. One of the worst things, well, I'm going to get off my bus. We've already got somebody to take our place. Ain't the same thing. Worst thing you can do is quit on a kid. Because that's all they're used to. People quitting on them. People walking out. Are you being obedient to what God asked you to do? You can ask, I don't know where he went. Levi. There he is, backslid. You can ask Levi. I have literally wept over and over and over this year about traveling. I mean, man, it's been hard. It's been hard. I even prayed this last meeting. I come all around Ohio. I come all around counseling. I didn't want to go. I told you Sunday I knew why I had to go. It was for me, God, to do something in my heart. Because I was just tired and weary, man. I did not want to go. And I prayed and I prayed and I said, God, let me slack up. God, let me back off. God, I don't want to go so much. And till the Lord removes that burden, I'm going to do what he asked me to do. I didn't get this far by disobeying. Amen. I've already settled it in my heart. I just hadn't settled it in God's heart yet. I'm slowing down next year. If the Lord will let me. What I'm saying, I know some of you don't like it that I travel. This is a unique situation, I know. I didn't do this. God did. If you knew how many pastors so far this year have not resigned their church because I came to their church. I found out I'm not always there for the church. Sometimes I'm there for the preacher. Amen. I've had preachers pick me up at the airport literally on the verge of contemplating suicide. Amen. I don't know why God does that, but hey, as long as God says go, I'll go. I'm hoping God's saying slow. Let's back up a little bit and back off. Amen. Maybe once a month. That'd be plenty. Amen. I'm praying, Lord, let me do that. That's going to be mighty hard. I'm going to have me a personal secretary who can say no. Yep, we checked with Brother Eddie. He said no, he can't come. Amen. That's hard to do. It's hard to say no. Amen. Listen, we ought to love each other. We ought to pray. And we ought to obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Listen, how many of you are just thrilled and tickled with your children when they're defiant, when they disobey? Jonah, there he is. He said, what? They were at the house the other day and we let them play in the pool and it was time to get out. And I got Jonah out of the pool and he said, I'm getting back in. I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I am. I was laying in the swing watching him, and he walked over beside the steps, and he said, I'm going to do it anyway. I didn't run get him a popsicle. I didn't run to the store and buy him a ring pop. I said, boy, I'm fixing to get out of this swing. Why? You'll find out when I get there. Long story short, he didn't get back in the pool. I wasn't happy with his reaction. Maybe from our mouth we're not looking at Jesus and go, I'm still doing it. But our actions say exactly that. I know I'm not supposed to, but I'm doing it anyway. I know I ought to pray, but I don't feel like it. I know I'm supposed to love that old sourpuss, but I ain't. Y'all all right? We know what we're supposed to be doing. We're adults. We know exactly what we're supposed to do. But yet we're defiant with the one who loved us more than anything in the whole world. That ought to bother us. It ought to convict us. Caroline got huffy with me one day. And I've never spanked her. And she hit me in the face yesterday, Monday. What is a holiday? Hit me right in the face. I actually popped her. I'm glad she did. Well, I ain't doing it. Anyway. I got on her one day. And buddy, that little lip stuck out about that far. And buddy, she cried. You'd have thought I'd beat her. All I did was get a little stern. That's all I did. Broke her heart. Remember when you first got saved? And you were disobedient to the Lord? And the Lord reminded you of it? And it broke your heart? I remember crying over cussing. Letting a cuss word slip. Boy, and it just tear my heart out. We get numb to our sin. We ought to love each other. We ought to pray. Then there's the ought of obedience. Romans chapter number 15. Y'all got time for a couple more? Romans chapter number 15. Just some things we ought to do. Real simple. Just some things we ought to be doing. Romans chapter number 15. Verse number 1. Are you there? The Bible said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. I've tried to think of a good word to go right there. I was just going to say we ought to be patient. We ought to be patient with others. Amen. You know what we're supposed to do, literally? We're supposed to have one another's back. Amen. We're supposed to have one another's back. One of you get down, we're supposed to have your back. One of you going through a struggle and a trial, we're supposed to be there for you. Amen. We're supposed to be there for you. This is not one of those churches where you mess up and get out and you come back and people are going, what are they doing here? We don't operate that way and we don't think that way. We're thrilled to death when you come back. Amen. Why? Because we've had you back. Even though we didn't see you, we're still praying for you. Amen. There's not been a day go by that I ain't prayed for that young man sitting right there. And that one sitting right over there. I pray for him every time I leave my house because think about him. I go by. And the Lord will convict my heart. Pray for Stone. I pray for him every day. Amen. Amen. We ought to lift each other up when we're weak. Baptists are the only people I know that eat their wounded. Amen. We ought to lift one another up. Hey, it's okay. Everybody struggles. Everybody goes through it. Amen. Instead of pushing them on down, we ought to be there and say, hey, let me help you. Let me help you. We okay tonight? We that are strong. Didn't say we ought to judge them that are weak. said we ought to bear their iniquity.
Yeah.
Or infirmity, not iniquity. Said we ought to bear that, take their burden on us. We take up love offerings around here. You know what that means? We're helping somebody pay some bills.
Yeah.
Amen. Those of us that are strong and got a couple extra dollars, we give somebody who don't.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. I think that's the job of the church.
Right.
Amen. I didn't get enough amens right there.
Amen.
Amen. We put too much responsibility on the government that ain't the government's responsibility.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said the church is supposed to take care of the widows and the orphans.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We all right tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Granny Faye, Aunt Lily, Miss Beautiful back there, these older ladies, Brother Spartan, he's got a young wife, but he's old as dirt. These people shouldn't need for nothing.
Amen.
They shouldn't need their grass cut. Y'all all right? They shouldn't need their car washed. We that are strong ought to be there to do for them. Amen? We all right? Amen. When's the last time you stopped by to check on somebody in our church that's elderly? Boy, y'all died on me right there. Amen. We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of those that are weak. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. There's some weak folk around here. There's some folks that are struggling. Folks that are having a hard time, both physically and spiritually. And we ought to be there to be a strong arm for them if we can. Because you know what? It's going to be you sooner or later. There's going to be a day when you're struggling. I told our men one time a couple years ago when I had all them funerals back to back, I was in an average of 3 funeral homes a week there for a long time. I mean, buddy, I got so stinking depressed. I told our men, I said, guys, I'm struggling. You know what they said? We got you back, brother. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. If you're having a hard time, you'll be able to tell one another.
Yeah. Amen.
Say, hey, pray for me. I'm not doing good. Amen. We ought to be patient with one another. Let's see. 1 John chapter number 3. I know we done been over there one time, but let's go back. 1 John chapter number 3. Two more. First John chapter 3 and verse number 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Well, that's a heavy one, isn't it?
Amen.
Because He laid down His life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's talking about sacrifice. That's talking about sacrifice. We say, I'll do this if I have time, or I'll do that if I have time. You know what? Sometimes for the Lord, we're just going to make some time. Amen. Sometimes for the Lord, we're just going to have to make time. I remember a few years ago when Brother Warren and Miss Vanessa were on a bus. The Lord convicted Brother Warren, wouldn't let him deer hunt. He didn't deer hunt for about 2 years. You know what he did? He sacrificed what he wanted for what God wanted. And sometimes we can sacrifice what we want for what God wants. Amen. Somebody asked me this past year, said, how many deer you killed? I said, well, you kind of got to go to kill one, or ride with Brother Tom, who hits them every time you turn around. Somebody said, oh, you hadn't got to go hunting? It was wide open preaching. I'd rather preach.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes I get to go preach where there's lots of deer. I can do both. Amen. Now, that's pretty cool. Amen. It ought not to bother us to sacrifice a little bit for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Reckon He sacrificed a little bit for us?
Amen.
He laid down His life for us. He said we ought to lay down ours for Him.
Yes.
Wow. I don't think He meant die. I think He's talking about that Romans chapter 12, that living sacrifice.
Yeah.
And we'll present our bodies a living sacrifice. God didn't ever ask you to die for Him. He asked you to live for Him. Amen. It wouldn't hurt us to sacrifice a little time every now and then and say, okay, Lord, I know I got things to do. The grass needs cutting and blah, 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 but I'll go by and see about Granny Thayer. I'll go by and see Miss Peggy at the nursing home, or I'll go do this, or I'll go do that. Amen. We ought to sacrifice the ought of love, the ought of prayer, the ought of obedience, the ought of patience, the ought of sacrifice. Let me give you one more and I'm done. Go back to Acts chapter number 20. Acts chapter number 20. Look at verse number 35. It said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than receive. We've seen the ought of love, the ought of prayer, the ought of obedience, the ought of patience, the ought of sacrifice. Then there's the ought of giving. The ought of giving. You know why some of you don't have? Because you don't give. Let me say it again. The reason some of you don't have is because you don't give. I'm not saying if you're broke, it's because you're not giving. I'm saying in many cases, God can't bless you because you withhold it from Him. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm trying to tithe. That's just a good starting point. If you're not giving more than 10% of your income, you're not giving. Amen. Because that tenth is His already. Amen. We okay?
Yes, sir.
Man, if you would learn the truth of that verse we just read, it is more of a blessing to give than it is to receive. Do you know why? Because that means I have it. If somebody came up to me tonight and said, do you need $100? No, I don't. I'm good. Amen.
Amen.
It's more of a blessing to have it and to be able to do something for somebody else than it is to get it. And you know what I found out? The more I give back to God, the more He lets me have. Now, I don't give so I get. I get so I can give. And the Lord gives it to me because He knows I'll honor Him with it. Amen. We're going to talk about this a whole lot right here in the near future. We're going to pay His church off. I'm here to tell you we are. Me and Levi's got a little plan. I shouldn't even say nothing. I don't want to spill the beans, but we've got a little plan drawn up. If we can do our part over and above our tithe, we can pay His church off and save $430-something thousand in interest. That's a building. Amen. And I think we can do it. Somebody said, oh, we need rich people. No, we don't. I'd rather have a bunch of poor people. They ain't near stingy. Y'all okay? Man, we've all just got a little bit. When we start stacking them little bits together. Hayden got to digging around in my truck the other day. I picked him up his last day at school. He won't stop and get a Gatorade. He got digging around in my truck. He said, whoa, Papa, here's a quarter. Here's another one. Here's a dime. Here's two pennies. He got to counting over. He said, I got 68 cents. Man, he'd have thought he had found treasure, son. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, you start pooling your resources together. But there ain't no telling what we can do. But we ought to be giving people. Amen. We ought to have a giving heart. Amen.
Amen.
Some people are so stingy. Amen. They won't turn loose of nothing. I remember snatching money out of the offering plate right after we got saved. We were sitting right back toward the back about where Brother Thomas is at White Oak. My wife put a $20 bill in the offering plate. I like to have had a heart attack. Brother, Before that plate got the next person down, I done said, snatched that thing out and put a 5 in there. I said, don't you ever let me see you do that again. She said, what's that? I said, don't you ever put no $20. She said, well, that's our tithe. I said, that ain't even, No, ma'am. But you never put no $20 bill. Them plates is made for dollars. That's what I told her. I said, them deacons we got don't even know how to count $20 bills. Ones is all they ever see. Amen. Boy, and the Lord schooled me. The Lord schooled me. I had a man who's in heaven now. We was getting ready to fish a fishing tournament. We was putting new line on our reels at his house. He said, Eddie, you tithing? I said, and this was the week after I snatched the money out of the offering plate. I said, well, I give. He said, no, I ask you, are you tithing? I said, not no 10%, no. He said, you ever wonder why you haven't put your truck in the shop and rear end coming out? And Frigidaire quitting and the washer quitting. And you ever wonder why? I said, because I got a black cloud hanging over my head. He said, no, it's just God not letting you keep what's rightfully His. He said, you can give it to the Lord, help get them buses up and down the road, or you can give it to the mechanic, you can give it to the Maytag man, you give it, it's going somewhere, you're not going to keep it. I found out old Roger Cole was exactly right. I have never one time outgiven God. Never once outgiven the Lord. Ever. You can't outgive Him. You can't do it. Just some things we ought to do. Amen. I love you, church. Let's stand to our feet. Come and pick you up a prayer sheet, and we will be dismissed in prayer. If you get done praying,